It is Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. BCRS, business loans took to RAF Cosford to meet with key figures in the West Midlands investment community, drawing attention to the new £400 million Midlands Engine Investment Fund too. During the roadshow, the community development finance institution stressed the myriad opportunities available to bolster small businesses, working hand in hand with the British Business Investment Initiative. This engagement highlights BCRS's commitment to fueling economic growth and supporting the regional enterprise ecosystem through significant funding avenues. The event served as a pivotal moment, laying the groundwork for potential collaborations and the fruitful utilization of the substantial investment fund. In a joint effort to voice the concerns of the South of England's business community, the Business Magazine and James Cowper Creston have released a 10-point manifesto outlining the priorities they believe the next government should focus on. This manifesto covers a wide range of critical issues affecting UK businesses, emphasising the need to support small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, and to bolster the region's attractiveness to investors and talent. Business leaders are advocating for a balanced approach that not only stimulates innovation and growth, but also considers the current economic challenges they are facing. This call to action represents a significant moment for business voices in the region, urging the next government to take heed of their concerns and ambitions to shape a more conducive business environment. In a major boost for cancer drug development, Curve Therapeutics, a biotech firm situated in Southampton Science Park, has successfully closed a substantial funding round, raising over £40,500,000. The Series A funding was spearheaded by Pfizer Ventures with significant contributions from Columbus Venture Partners and British Patient Capital. This round of investment has boosted the company's profile, with founding investor Advent Life Sciences and seed round co-led Epidarix Capital reaffirming their support. Dr. Simon Kerry, CEO of Curve Therapeutics, underscored the impact of the financing poised to advance their proprietary cancer therapeutics platform. That's it from me, Malcolm, and for your midweek update. Stay in the know by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back tomorrow. Goodbye.